What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Kelly Smith with the Licking County Humane Society. 4th of July and fireworks, they go together, but not with your pets. Kelly's here to give us the insight on the magnitude of fireworks and our pets.
Yeah, thank you so much, Wally. Yes, this is a time of year that while people really look forward to it, our pets certainly do not. I read something that I really like the way this was said, that the Independence Day celebration is a literal explosion of chaos in your pet's daily routine. And for those of us who are pet lovers, we know how much our animals rely on those routines. So really, it is not wise to bring any of your pets, dogs or cats, to any celebration over the 4th of July weekend, particularly that will involve any sort of noise. And that's not just your nighttime fireworks. That would be the daytime firecrackers, the sparklers, and so forth. Those crashes and bangs are not just at nighttime. So what the biggest risk is with our pets is that when those pets hear those loud noises, they typically are going to do things they normally wouldn't do. They may jump out of an open window. They are looking for a place to escape from that terrifying noise. And this is why the 4th of July weekend is one of the biggest times of the year for lost pets. So the first order of business is that we need to strongly recommend that you keep your dog inside at all times over the 4th of July weekend. Obviously, not for potty breaks, but otherwise, your animal should be indoors with you, not just at night when the fireworks are the loudest. If you have a cat that's allowed outdoors, if you can, it's actually a great idea to bring them in as well, because a cat who may be acclimated to the outside will also run in hopes of finding a quieter spot if the noise is loud enough. So the indoors is really the safest and most calming place for your pet this weekend. And even if your pet is inside and microchipped, probably it's a really good idea to have the pet still have on a collar and the ID tag, because just in case the pet gets away, it's always better to have more safety precautions than less. When you take your pet outside, if you are taking your pet outside for a potty break or anything, even if your yard is fenced, it might be wise, with all the unpredictable noise and activity this weekend, to go out with your pet and have your pet on a leash with you. Those are sort of the biggest issues that we find.
What about pets that haven't really reacted in the past years to fireworks? Can something like this trigger anxiety for the first time?
Sometimes, if the environment's just right and there's a perfect storm of noise, a pet who has typically been calm in the past will also have a panicked response. So don't rely on past 4th of July's to dictate your behavior with your pet this year. Always assume that your pet really is going to prefer a calm indoor space, a room where that pet cannot escape, a crate, maybe a pet-friendly new toy to distract your pet. And some people also recommend that while your pet is being, inside, if you're not able to be with your pet, have some soothing, distracting white noise in the background, whether that's a fan running or the static from a radio, something that sort of blocks out the more chaotic sounds.
In my business, static on the radio is bad business. I always leave the radio on because what you point out here, that panic attacks and anxiety can pop up with a dog that's never experienced this before.
That's
always
right.
Good to play it safe.
Absolutely. And if you are a person who, I will come forward and admit, I am not a fireworks person, so I'm going to be home with my pets. If you have the ability, or if anyone in your family is willing to stay home with your pets, that's also a wonderful option during the 4th of July weekend. Pets, above everything we know, love our companionship, and that will certainly help with some of the anxiety. One thing I do want to mention that we sometimes don't think about, we only focus on fireworks. In this day and age of social media, and I'm guilty of it too, we all want to get that perfect picture with our pet that's holiday themed, please avoid, and we see them every 4th of July, those, you know, those glow sticks, those glow necklaces. If you know, your pet is around them, if you're putting them around your pet's neck and you're saying, oh, I'm going to take it off as soon as the photo's over, and then it's forgotten, obviously those glow bracelets and sticks are easily broken, and the inside is not safe for any of us to ingest. So really be careful about having your pets around materials like that and sparklers and all the rest.
Kelly, you pointed out another great reason why to have your dogs always licensed for that free ride home if they freak out and they escape.
Absolutely, yes. There are so many reasons that we do not want our pets to escape their safe environment. So, if you can, it's really the simplest rule is keep your pet indoors this weekend except for potty breaks. If you can be with your pet, great. Keep that pet distracted with some soothing noises and maybe a new safe toy. And then we can all have a really happy and safe holiday.
Well, Kelly, thank you for the insight, and we appreciate it. Have yourself a great holiday weekend.
Thank you so much, Wally. You too. Happy 4th.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.